بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. لله جنود السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the forces of the heavens and the earth. لله خزائن السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth. لله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah the heavens and the earth. وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو. With him are the keys of the unseen. No one knows them but he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq. Allah is such Khaliq and Creator who creates without material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this entire universe. The solar system, the planets, the moon, the earth, the stars, the galaxies. Allah created the entire universe without any sample or example before. Allah created the moon without moon. And Allah created the earth without earth. Allah created the first tree without a tree. Allah created the first human being without a human being. Such creator. And Allah is Raziq. Allah is Razzaq. Allah is the ultimate provider. If the entire mankind, all the mankind and jinns, people who passed away, people who are on the face of earth, people who are to come till the day of judgment, they all come and ask Allah in their own languages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to listen to all their needs and necessities, and Allah is able to provide whatever they are asking. And after that, does not decrease anything in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malikul Muluk, Malikul Muluk. Allah is the king of all the kings. On the day of judgment, it will be asked, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, to whom belongs the kingdom today? All the powerful people and the rulers will be there, but nobody will be able to speak. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ Whose kingdom is today? To Allah alone, the one, the all-dominant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabb. Everyone has a direct connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no gatekeeper. There is no restriction or time or space to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 o'clock at night, in the dark, without opening the eyes and without moving the lips, a person can ask help from Allah in the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azim. Allah is great. If we take all the oceans and convert it to ink to write, and take all the trees and make pens and pencils to write, all the oceans will finish, all the trees will finish. But the greatness of Allah, kalimat of Allah, will not come to an end. An alim or alima or mudarris or muhaddis or a da'i, a person in the entire lifetime going around the world talking about Allah, he still cannot describe the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Of knowledge, you mankind have been given very little. Allah is Alim, Allah is Khabir. Allah knows every particle in the universe, every drop of rain, what is in the heart and mind of every living creature. Whatever has happened in the past, whatever is happening today, and whatever is going to happen tomorrow, and future, this is all in the complete control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life and death, health and sickness, happiness and sorrow, success and failure, this is all in the complete control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whomever Allah wants to protect, the whole world cannot harm. And when Allah wants to disgrace and humiliate a person, the whole world cannot save that person. We are standing on the earth made by Allah. We are eating food provided by Allah, breathing air provided by Allah. Our hands and feet, our mind and heart, the ability to read, the ability to lift Quran and hold the Mushaf or the books in our hands, the ability to move our lips, to open the eyes and read, the ability to comprehend, to understand. This is all the tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. We were not worthy of sitting here and reading Quran and Hadith. We were not capable of doing this. This is the ultimate bounty and grace. This is the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people travel in the ocean, when the waves are high in the ocean and a storm is coming, everyone in the boat calls Allah. When a traveler or musafir is lost in the desert, he or she calls Allah. When the child becomes sick, the mother calls Allah. When all the tadabir and efforts fail, when hope is lost, when resources disappear, and when paths are closed, everyone calls Allah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily, Allah is able to do each and everything. Allah can make impossible possible. From the smallest thing to the biggest thing we can imagine, ask everything from Allah. From a shoelace to Jannatul Firdaus, we ask everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَ جَدُّكَ. Blessed is your name and exalted is your majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in Puerto Rico, a 58-year-old PhD doctor, lifetime non-Muslim, but last 20 years he has been searching for truth and spirituality and religion. And he says, whenever I hear or read the word Allah, it strikes my heart. Whenever I read Allah, it strikes my heart. Maybe Islam is for me. In India, a person used to worship idols. 90 years, 99 years, whole lifetime worshipping a statue and calling Sanam, Sanam. There was no response from the statue. One day, by mistake, slip of the tongue, mispronounced, the person, instead of saying Sanam, he said Samad, name of Allah. He got immediate response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an inspiration. And he broke his idol and his statue and said, for whole lifetime I was calling my gods and idols and no response. One day by mistake I called the God of Muslims and immediate response came. He became Muslim. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has quoted this incident in his book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we attach our hearts to Allah, one day we are going to meet Allah. If we attach our hearts to anything of the dunya, one day we have to lose it. Blessed is the person who prepares to meet Allah. Our wealth, our time, our energy and strength will become valuable if it is used to seek pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person with correct yaqeen will rush to do every good deed, as we like eating delicious food, a natural appetite to do good, to rush to good deeds. That person will run away from every sin and mistake, like we run away from snakes and fire. Check our heart. A person with weak yaqeen will rush to acquire things of dunya. Any minute passed without amal salih and remembrance of Allah should feel like a loss. Alas, I lost my millions and billions today. If we become conscious of the ultimate presence of Allah, Allah is watching me right now all the time. If we become aware and conscious of the presence of Allah, we cannot laugh carelessly or walk in ghaflat or raise our voices or sit with ghaflat. If we become conscious of Allah, it will bring the state or station of ihsan, taqwa, haya, adab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And there are ways to reach that station. And for this, everyone in the ummah should make tawbah. We should make tawbah from all past mistakes and protect ourselves from disobedience of Allah. Protect especially from the sins of the tongue and the eyes and the heart. And make dua to Allah for guidance, afiyah, forgiveness and steadfastness. Make an effort to acquire love of Allah, making istighfar on the past, having sabr and shukr on the present, and seeking Allah's help for the future. One way is to read and listen to Fadail with the family when we go home, and make effort, making ibadah, worshipping Allah, making da'wah, inviting the human being towards Allah, spreading knowledge for everyone to become an ideal believer, serving humanity, having a pure heart, sincere intentions with love and care. And one way to achieve this is to become a dhakir, to be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we have morning and evening tasbihat, the istighfar, reciting salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remembering Allah and doing tilawat and dhikr and ma'amulat in the morning, in the evening. And while we are coming and going, you are doing our daily actions, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is useful and important for every Muslim, and especially important for seekers of knowledge. I'll give two examples and advices from our elders. Hadrat Sheikh Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatuh, he is now more than 70 years old, and he is teaching for over 50 years. Alhamdulillah, he is teaching Bukhari Sharif for about 14 years. So in the dars of Bukhari, he advised the students, especially the students who are doing Dawra of Hadith, who devoted their time to learn the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh said, you should be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abundantly recite Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and also recite Durood Sharif or Salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, various forms of Durood Sharif abundantly. Morning, evening, coming, going, this should be on your tips and the tongue. Hazrat Sheikh Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahab Damat Barakatum, the Grand Mufti, he is teaching for 58 years. And he is teaching the Dars of Sahih Muslim Sharif, the book of Sahih Muslim, for more than 50 years. Can you imagine? Half century teaching Sahih Muslim. The Sheikh wrote, he gave advices in the Darul Uloom, special advices for the students of Dawra Hadith. And inshallah, we'll translate some part of it in coming lessons. But today's advice, he suggested a few du'as and dhikr for those students. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a wa amalan mutaqabbala. That's one of the du'a. Then the Shaykh said, when you come for your lessons, on the way, should recite Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Maybe a tasbih. The third one, the Shaykh suggested ayah number 80 of Surah Isra or Surah Bani Israel. Before your lessons, before your study at home, before you repeat your lessons, recite three times or at least one time. Rabbi adkhilni mudkhala sidqiyun wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqiyun waj'alli min ladunka sultanan nasira. Surah Isra, ayah 80. And ayat 25 to 28 of Surah Qaha. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Always be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One way to seek the pleasure of Allah, to become an ideal human being, is to avoid all kinds of mistakes and sins. Sins are problems, problems for dunya and problems for akhirah. Difficulties in this life, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Whatever hardship befalls you is because of what your own hands have committed, while He, Allah, overlooks many of your faults. Problems with sins and disobedience, worries and restlessness in the heart. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً بَنْكَ. As for those who turns away from my message, he shall have a straitened life. He or she will have a difficult life. May Allah save us from that. Problems of sins and disobedience, disgrace in the dunya and akhirah. Lack of haya and modesty, no differentiation between right and wrong, difficulty to learn and acquire knowledge, because knowledge is a noor, laziness in good deeds, and lack of understanding the greatness and power and majesty of Allah, and mahroom from the dua of malaika, may Allah save us from that, and losing hope in the mercy of Allah, may Allah save us from that. Imagine a person doing sins and laughing over it, weeping and crying in the everlasting life hereafter. The example of mu'min, a believer, doing lot of good deeds. Dawat, khidmat, ibadat, ta'lim, learning, teaching. Doing lot of good deeds and also weeping with the fear of Allah. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They used to worship whole night, but they used to make istighfar and cry in the early hours of morning. For true believers, everlasting joy and happiness in life hereafter. Allah, هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the Lord of mercy, giver of mercy. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. Allah is mercy, and Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy for whole mankind, all the worlds. Quran, mercy, rahmah from Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, a teaching from your Lord has come to you, a healing for what is in your hearts, and guidance and mercy for believers. And one who follows, then Jannah and Paradise is the mercy and rahmah of Allah. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بْيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those with brightened faces will be in Allah's mercy and Jannah, therein to remain forever. When the gates of Jannah will be opened, the first group of people, believers, will be entering. Their faces will be shining like full moon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among that blessed group. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the purpose of life for human being before sending the human being. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I did not create the jinns and the human beings except for the purpose that they should worship me. Before creating Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ I am going to create a deputy or vicegerent on the earth. Before sending this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the purpose. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ O Muslims, you are the best nation for guidance, taken out for guidance of for mankind. You invite people to do good and forbid them from evil. And you believe in Allah. What is the purpose of religion or Islam or Sharia or spirituality? So that the human being gets a strong connection to the Creator, Allah. So that the islah and correction of amal and aqaid and akhlaq could take place. So that the human being can come out from asfala safilin, lowest of the low, to become khairul bariya, best of the creatures. Human being or insan is not free, not much in control. Whether you reach the heights of knowledge, whether you become the biggest mufti or muftiya in the world, or whether you become a millionaire or a queen or king, this world is a test for you. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ We shall test you with bad and good situations, and to us you are going to return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu samad, Allah does not need anything from makhluq. If whole mankind becomes obedient, worshipping, praying all the time, fasting, it does not increase anything in the majesty and greatness of Allah. If the whole mankind becomes evildoers or criminals, it does not decrease anything in the majesty and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is just a test. This is an examination hall for children of Adam. Everything, the situations, the circumstances, the trials, every day there are tests, questions in the examination paper. The angels are recording. The earth is recording what we are doing, what we are saying. The book of deed is being written. And our own hands and feet are recording what we are doing. We cannot escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows what is in our heart. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ So whoever does, whoever has done an atom's worth of good deed, an iota or a mustard seed, a small amount of good deed, shall see it. Whoever has done a small amount of bad deed, even to equal to a mustard seed or an iota, is going to see it on the Day of Judgment. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh wrote a letter to his student who graduated from an alim course. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh quoted Sheikh Shibli. Sheikh Shibli rahmatullah alayh went to 400 teachers and learned 4,000 ahadith. And selected the top lesson prioritized for his life. Work for the dunya for the amount of time you have to live here, and work for akhirah for the amount of time you have to live there. Signs of hidayah of a person, that guidance is coming, a change is happening in life, is fikr of akhirah. The grand summary of all the knowledge, the khulasa of ilm, what will happen to me in the everlasting life hereafter? In preparation for life hereafter, all the human beings are in loss, danger, except those who are alimun, who are knowledgeable, who understand. And all those who are alimun, they are also in danger, except those who are amilun, who practice what they know. And all those who practice, they are also in danger, except those who are mukhlisun, who do their deeds with pure intention, a pure heart for the sake of Allah. And all those who are mukhlisun, they are also, they fear and they shiver. They give sadaqah, they shiver. They learn, they teach, they do da'wah, they make zikr, and they still fear until the matter is decided on the Day of Judgment. Then is the time for celebration. No celebration in this world. Allah. We should check our heart sometimes. Why can't we concentrate in our salah? Why can't we remember Allah all the time? What is in our heart? Ghair of Allah, or things of dunya, or thought about past events, or worries about future, or something useless. What is in our heart? The heart is for Allah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who remember Allah is standing, sitting and lying down. When you see the chapter of the Masnoon Du'as, Sunnah Du'a of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will find that in every situation possible a human being can be, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always making some sort of du'a to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, or making tasbih, or making dhikr of Allah, or remembering Allah in the heart, always connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Today we check our heart if we have ghaflat. This ghafla, forgetfulness and carelessness, that is the root of all opening the door of bad things for us. This is the roadblock to islah. We need to fix our heart. And the prescription is to remember Allah everywhere. Ponder and think about the greatness of Allah. Making shukr on the bounties and ni'mah of Allah. So many bounties showering on us day and night, every minute, hour by hour. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count those. Making dua to Allah, having good intentions all the time. One of the cure for ghaflat is to think about Jannah and Paradise. It exists. And imagine we have a two-story building. The first story, the first floor is this dunya. We live and we do our daily activities. And on top is the roof, and above that is Jannah. And Jannah is decorated, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala decorates it, especially in Ramadan. Think of Jannah, palaces of gold and silver, rivers of milk and honey, gardens with fruits and flowers, brilliant jewelry, diamonds and rubies, and beautiful dresses, and excellent food, and spacious rooms and palaces, carpets and sofas, and beautiful spouse, always happy, always healthy, always young. Think of Jannah that Allah has created for the pious believers. A reminder on the intention: we want to get close to Allah and we are seeking knowledge to get closer and closer to Allah. What does Allah want from me? If the intention is correct, nobody is better than a seeker of knowledge. And knowledge or ilm is a noor, such that when you acquire it, it makes you restless until you put it into practice. It's not just information, you put it into practice. So one of the steps is to make great intentions for ourselves, for the community, for the whole ummah, so that each and every person can acquire love and pleasure of Allah, so that we can achieve the reward and blessings given in the Quran and Hadith. How to obey Allah and to follow the Sunnah 100% all aspects of my life in Aqaid, Ibadat, Muamlat, Muashrat and Akhlaq. How to discover the purpose of my life. How to become an ideal human being. How to become awliya of Allah, constant obedience and remembrance, and avoiding all types of sins and mistakes. On the path of love, Islam and Deen becomes second nature. I like what Allah likes. I like what Allah likes. To remove ghaflat and jahalat and laziness and doubts from my life. To convert time into gold, to earn millions and millions of reward in short time. To clean up the heart from diseases or razail of akhlaq. To protect from the traps of shaitan and nafs. To acquire nafs-e mutmainna and to be on sirat-e mustaqim, the highway to heavens. And to achieve excellence in taqwa, haya, ikhlas, ihsan, simplicity, adab. To resolve conflicts in our daily life, amanat, diyanat, hilm, rahm, ikram of Muslim, trustworthiness, soft manners, love and care. How to learn some skills for my own islah or correction. And da'wah, worry and concern for the hidayat and well-wishing for the ummah. How to achieve hayat-e qayyibah in this world. Hayat-e qayyibah, hidayah, afiyah, barakah, peace of mind, contentment of heart, and acceptance of du'as. Barakah in qaleel, hayatun qayyibah. How to achieve maghfirat and rafa' darajat, go high and high in paradise in the life hereafter. All these intentions we should refresh and we should renew. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as example for us. The last of all prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to mankind the universal message of love and respect. While he could not read or write, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave mankind the most unique gift, the Quran, the complete code of life and living miracle across all the times and spaces. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, born as an orphan, living a very modest life, never had much worldly means, yet by the power of his character, changed the face of earth and history of mankind. And he lived such a pure and transparent life that even up to today, the harshest critics of Islam could not find a spot on his character and conduct. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the living example of final message of Allah, the Quran. Today, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preserved and documented for us, several hundred thousand ahadith, some scholars say up to 500,000 ahadith. In the worldly life today, every person has some private life and he does not want to show or discuss with others. Like people in the home, they tell each other, don't tell these things outside. In the whole human history, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such personality, his private life all documented, everything pure and clean for mankind to follow. Manners and adab for whole life. Small things like how to spit, how to go to restroom. From Baytul Khala to Baytullah, all the adab. from spitting to governing a country, all the adab. You open the book of hadith, how it starts, book of Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Muwatta, Tahawi Sharif, they start with abwab of tahara. So many abwab on the ways and manners of cleaning and purity and istinja. Every aspect documented the best way of human life. In the worldly life, there were other famous people who came, but they all had some sorrow and regret. When they were leaving the world, they said, "Alas, I wanted to do more in my life. I had some vision and objective, but my time is over. My life, I was not able to achieve my goals." But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he completed and perfected religion for us and gave the beautiful gift to the ummah. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. In the human history and the community life and in the homes, it is very difficult to have much respect and honor in our own homes and inside our own friends. Sheikh Zulfiqar Sahab Damat Barkatum have quoted some saying, "No one is a hero in his own wallet. No one is a hero to his own wallet. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much respect and adab and love Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not allow even the water of wudu from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to any drop to go on the ground. They would rush and take every drop and hold it, keep it on their hands and rub it for blessings. They would not even allow the spit of saliva of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go on the ground. Even if a piece of hair falls down, they would pick it up and they keep it for blessings." How much love. When Sahaba came to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not knock with big noise with their hands or fingers. They would knock with their fingernails. How much adab and respect Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember the golden era of Ulum of Islamia. Jibrail Amin used to bring wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to make dawr of Quran Sharif in Ramadan. Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to sit in the majlis of ilm with so much devotion, motionless, as if birds sitting on their heads. For one hadith, Sahaba used to travel and give sacrifice. Jabir radiallahu anhu once traveled all the way from Madina Munawwara to Damishq for one hadith. 1400 kilometers in the desert for one hadith. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to go to Ansar's and waiting outside their homes, hot summer weather in Arabia, high temperature, dust, Ibn Abbas waiting outside the door, that do not disturb my teachers, when they come out, I will ask them. Khulafa-i Rashidin, they used to be the biggest mufti and alim themselves. Ummahatul Mumineen, their homes were like makatib and madarsa for teaching ladies of the towns. Ashab-e-Suffa used to fall down and faint due to excessive hunger. They had big zeal for knowledge. No material resources, no compiled books, no curriculum, no exams. That was the first university in Madina Munawwara. And that produced stars like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who memorized and narrated more than 5,000 ahadith. Sahaba kulluhum adul, their taqwa, their hifz, their abad, their adl. How much we appreciate them today. Then came the era of muhaddithin, who traveled thousands of miles to compile and research and collect the authentic traditions and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, it is said that from 600,000 ahadith, he selected a small collection according to his sharaith and conditions, 7,275 ahadith for his book of Bukhari Sharif. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, from a collection of 300,000 ahadith, selected and compiled about 12,000 ahadith. Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayh, from 500,000 ahadith, he selected and compiled 4,800 ahadith. Imam Tabrani rahmatullah alayh wrote so many books on different topics of learning Islam. Somebody asked him, how come you wrote so many books? Imam Tabrani said, for 30 years I have been on a mat. I have been sitting on a mat writing and doing my work for 30 years. The A'imma Arba, the Mujtahideen, the Fuqaha, their zeal for knowledge, their taqwa and research, their lifetime effort to preserve the fiqh of Islam, and their own devotion and nearness to Allah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh used to perform nafil salah, 300 rakat nafil daily. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh used to finish 60 readings of Quran in Ramadan. Two complete readings of Quran every day. Subhanallah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, it is said that for 30 years or 40 years or 50 years, he would perform Isha Salah and Fajr Salah with the same wudu. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh established a majlis of about 40 ulama and fuqaha, the big jurist, PhDs, linguist, muhaddith, mufassir of that time, and collected them to discuss the masail, the fiqh, the fatawa. Whole day the meeting is going on. For how many days? For how many years? 30 years. 40 big ulama for 30 years. And that produced the great work of fiqh of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And it is said they compiled from 600,000 to 1,200,000 or more than a million answers to different masail. Today, if one alim has an age of 1,200 years, working every day and compiling fatawa and masail and having the same capability and research, that much lifetime is required to do that level of work that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh performed in his time. Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayh used to write four juzu of his books, four copies or registers every day. Four registers every day, original work. Not long ago in India, there was a king, Aurangzeb Alamgir rahmatullah alayh, a king and an alim. He used to write Quran Sharif by his own hands. From Bismillah, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, from his own hands, the king is writing Quran. Many of those complete nuskhas of Quran is still preserved today. He used to make kufis. He used to make kufis and send somebody to sell those kufis in the market for his living expenses. A king selling kufis in the market for his living expenses. When Ramadan comes, Aurangzeb used to go in the masjid to make itikaf. He would appoint people to take care of his country, and he would appoint his army outside the masjid, do not bring any news about the country because I am in itikaf. He does not worry about what is happening in the country. He has already appointed people to take care of those. India in that time was not today's India. From the east and the west, it included Pakistan, Bangladesh, other countries, very far and wide. And Allah gave him so much barakah and rule, 50 years, half century rule. When we seek pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make it waste. Darul Uloom Deoband is started under a tree with one teacher and one student. And today, the people who have the blessings and spiritual connection with Darul Uloom Deoband, hundreds of thousands of ulama and alimat. Salaf Salihin, their budget for night lamp oil used to be more than their budget for food. Today, in the bright sunlight, we still lose time and we don't get enough time for studies. Even today in the world, there are places, remote villages, islands, no electricity, no air conditions, no carpets, no walls, no civic facilities, not even an alarm clock, not to mention any computer or digital media or recorders or pagers or anything like that, not even Mushaf of Quran, not even a written copy of Quran. But they have mudarris and they have students. The students go out and they cut firewood from trees, make it dry. Night time, they kindle a fire. They would sit around the fire. No slates, no writing instruments, no notebooks, no paper. They would use their fingers to write in the sand, and they will become Hafiz of Quran. Allah. When we compare our situation and the facilities and the blessings we have, we should look at the sacrifice that our Salaf Salihin have done. The author of, famous author of Riyadu Salihin, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh, it is said he used to have 12 lessons with his teachers every day. 1 hour lesson, 12 hours for direct learning from the teachers. Then he would go and revise and learn and memorize, and estimated time another 12 hours. 24 hours a day. When would he sleep? When would he eat? The authors of his biography, they agree and they wrote that Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh would complete in one day what it takes everyone else 2 years to accomplish. Imam Nawawi would complete in one day what it takes everyone else 2 years to complete. The author of Hidayah, Allama Marghinani Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote a small book, Bidayatul Mubtadi. Then he wrote a detailed commentary and sharah, Kifayatul Muntahi, 80 volumes. 80 volumes. Then he realized this is too much. People may have hard time to read this. So he started compressing khulasa and talkhis and summarizing of these 80 volumes for next 13 years. And here comes the book of Hidayah that people read in the Alim and Alima course. For 13 years, the Shaykh, other than the prohibited days of Eid, fasting whole year, fasting every day. When the Khadim brings food for lunch, he would give it to another student, and no one knows that Shaykh is fasting. Such sacrifice Salaf Salihin have done. So much noor and barakah in their time, and so much acceptance and qabooliyat from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, even in his youth as a young student, his teacher attested that Bukhari has already memorized 70,000 ahadith by heart. 70,000 ahadith by heart in the young age. Matan with sanad, everything. The text and the narrators and the chain of narrations. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh, for so many years, did not have an extra dish or gravy other than bread. Sheikh Taqi Usmani, sahab damat barakatuhum, in the dars of Bukhari Sharif, has mentioned, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh ne 40 saal tak salan nahi khaya. 40 saal tak salan nahi khaya. For 40 years, he did not have any gravy with his food. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh went to 1,080 teachers, shuyukh, to learn knowledge. He came to Basra and one day he was absent from his dars, his class. So the classmates came to see what happened to Bukhari. And they learned that Bukhari had only one pair of clothes. And it was torn and it was not enough to cover his satar for him to come out from his home. So much sacrifice our pious predecessors have given for the deen of Islam. And here comes the acceptance and qabooliyat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Kareem. Allah gives great reward on small actions. We are weak, but if we do some good deed, Allah is Kareem and Allah bestows and Allah's blessings. When we read Quran every letter, 10 good deeds. Reciting salawat on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10 blessings on us. Making miswak or siwak before salah or wudu, 70 times reward for salah. Ramadan comes, 70 times reward for faraid. Laylatul Qadr comes, one night better than 1,000 months. A person gets opportunity to go in Baytullah, in Haram of Makkah Mukarrama, one good deed, 100,000 times reward. A person goes passing through the market or bazaar and remembers Allah. La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa hayyu la yamut, biyadhi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin khadir. 1,000,000 good deeds. 1,000,000 good deeds. A person making dua for all the believers. Allahumma aghfir li walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Allah forgive me and forgive all the believing Muslims, men and women in the world. Forgive all the Muslims, men and women in the world. He or she would get reward equal to the number of believers in the world 1,000,000,000 times in 5 seconds. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. As for those who strive in our paths, we would surely guide them. لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ. We should check our heart and the conditions and how we can improve. قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two blessings in which many people incur a loss. There are two blessings in which many people suffer loss. Health and free time. Health and free time to do good. In the worldly life, wealth, happiness, gold, silver, houses, jobs, cars. Somebody has more, somebody has less. But there is one commodity in this world that everyone is given the same. The king and the beggar both get only 24 hours a day. No more, no less. The time which passes is like a dead body. No matter how much we cry, the time cannot come back. The grand summary of human life: 1440 minutes a day, 500,000 minutes in a year, 30,000,000 minutes in 60 years, average lifetime. Every minute is like a gold coin or a gold ring or bangle. And the choice is ours that from those many millions of gold, how many of those we want to throw away useless outside our grave and go empty-handed in the grave? May Allah save us from that. And how much of that gold we want to pass on and take with us in the everlasting life hereafter in Jannah. Wasting time is more dangerous than death, because death or moth, it removes a person from the relatives for a short time, temporarily. But wasting time, it removes a person from the everlasting joy in the life hereafter. Allah. With respect to dunya, every particle of the universe will be left behind, and every action of Bani Adam will be preserved, lifted and taken to the life hereafter. When insan forgets the purpose of life, in the modern world, hundreds of thousands of people terminate their life without reason. When insan understands the purpose of life, one person can be a means of guiding hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. People are like gold mines, annasu ma'adin. People have diamonds, rubies, pearls, gold in their heart. How to draw from the treasures of Allah, how to achieve nearness to Allah, how to seek guidance and become ideal human being, how to beat angels. Taqwa, ikhlas, iman, ihsan, sadaqa, sabr, shukr, tawbah, istighfar, good qualities. Illuminating the universe with divine knowledge, making the world a cradle of learning and scholarship, and being the flag bearers of Islam for future generations. Allahu Akbar. Example of best personality in the heart, greatness of Allah. Heart free from ghair of Allah. No desire for name or fame or worldly possessions and enjoyment or leadership. Heart is for Allah. And from head to toe and the eyes and the face, everything with haya, walking, talking, everything with haya. And soft tongue, adab, tawabu, humbleness, treating others kindly, respecting the parents, respecting the elders. And working hard, hard working hands, dawat, ta'aleem, khidmah, serving others, serving the family, serving the parents. Example of believer is like the example of kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, with the roots deep in the earth and branches going high in the sky. Similarly, the a'mal of believers, firm belief, strong iman and yaqeen, conviction in the heart, and a'mal always going up in the heavens, good deeds are going. An example of believer is like a tree which gives fruits in every season. Giving fruits in every season. A mu'min, a believer, is never a loser. Whether it is a situation of sorrow or difficulty or gham or hazn or hasrat or sabr, or whether it's a station of enjoyment or achievement or happiness and success and shukr. A believer is always a winner. Believer is always a winner. And what Allah has in store for believers in paradise, rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, things no eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it, nobody thought about it. Always happy, always healthy, always young. The last and lowest person in Jannah is going to get a kingdom 10 times bigger than this whole world. They would see their kingdom on the traveling distance of 1,000 years. On their bedside, thousands of servants holding cups and gold and silver. Ultimate enjoyment, forever pleasure for those who are true believers. Recite the Darood Sharif and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah and for every seeker of knowledge around the world, all our brothers and sisters teaching in different institutions around the globe. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا ملك القدوس يا غفور يا عزيز اللهم إنك مليك مقتدر ما تشاء من أمر يكون يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعملا صالحا متقبل مبرور برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفور يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم والله forgive the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم والله bless the ummah with guidance hidayah ilm nafi ya Allah protect the life honor and property of all brothers and sisters around the world والله bless the ummah with good health and easy sustenance ya Allah ya rahman ya kareem ya zal jalal wal ikram Ya Allah, inspire the whole Ummah, our elders and youngsters, our men and women, boys and girls, to learn and follow 100% Deen and true Iman and Amal Salih. O Allah, use the Ummah for Dawat and Khidmat to spread Khair on the face of earth. Ya Allah, accept this talk and accept all our good deeds. Ya Allah, all our necessities, Hajat, Ya Allah, what we have in our minds and heart, O Allah. O Allah, fulfill all our du'as and accept all our actions. O Allah, protect us from shaitan and nafs. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.